Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on this week's episode,
Sarah's been reading the news.
Oh, that's, yeah. I've been avoiding it as much as possible, mainly because I just don't want to. I would like to disassociate from being an American for the next 4 years as much as possible.
Right, but I don't think we're going to get that luxury. Things are not going well.
No.
So anyway, how's it going?
It's going. So a funny thing, I've been watching and we've talked about it and I completely forgot to send you my sign-in information for Prime so you could watch
Wicked.
So I should do that. But also, I've been watching Bones, which we talked about watching and talking about on the podcast, but it never came into fruition. So I've just been watching it, and I have Peacock, but I have the one that includes ads, and I'm finding that I don't like it because I don't like ads,
right.
And it's insane to me how, so there's like two very big, like polar things that you, not polar. There's two very different sides of these ads. They're either super hyper masculine, where it's when I was younger, I used to play football. And it's talking about like Ford trucks and like going trucking. And I'm like, that's a bit much. And then the other side is just drugs. Like there's Zepbound commercial ads about losing weight. There's ads about rheumatoid arthritis. There's ads about just drugs. And I'm like, is that what America is now? Hypermasculinity, like fragile hypermasculinity and drugs.
Yes.
Like those are the two sides of the American world right now. Super fragile hypermasculinity and drugs.
Yep.
Like there's nothing even like cute or fun. It's all look at my truck and take this drug to get rid of your bad skin. It's like what is happening?
I mean, you know.
So that was just something that I kind of noticed, and I'm thinking about adding $6.99 every month so that I don't have to see the ads because it's getting depressing.
Valid.
And I'm wondering if I change the show that I'm watching, if it will change like the hypermasculinity portion of it.
Which is so weird because that show's about a woman.
It kind of is, but if you watch it, it's very, like, I've been watching it and I've been like, that's really, like, it's very religious because Booth is, like, super, not Christian, what is he? Catholic. And he always ties in God and religion to it. And it is nice because it's like, she talks about, well, that's not real. God's not real. That's not a thing. So she's like putting, she's basically like telling him, I understand that this is your belief, but to me it's stupid. But it's also like there's very like anti-female stuff that's in it too that happens a lot. Mm. And I'm like, that seems very icky. And it's like there's no representation other than the straight relationship, because every time they ask, like anybody new comes in, they always ask about a girlfriend or a boyfriend. They never ask about like a partner or, and it was 2007, 2006 that I'm watching.
Right.
So it kind of fits in with the time that the main like focus and like the first thing that goes into mainstream media is specific about straight couples. But it's just like, it's so weird to see, and now I'm noticing it and I'm like, it's so gross how like forced straight couples were on people. And it's like, right? Obviously if they're just seeing it doesn't make you straight, because hello, super gay over here.
I mean,
and I watched that's all I watched when I was younger, was things like that and stuff that was the traditional, quote unquote, American couple, which is one man, one woman. And I'm like, that's not. And always to me, I always, and this is where the we're getting very political already. Mm-hmm. This is where like the argument that having gay couples on a TV show or on in mainstream media, like it's not so that it makes people gay. It's so that it makes those that are gay comfortable with being gay and they can see a representation of themselves.
Right.
Because to me, I've always, whenever I watch TV, I've always thought, that's a stupid relationship. I don't ever see that being a thing. Those relationships mean nothing to me.
Right. I just...
And our world is going to garbage.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
And I like how we're all females now. So just so everyone knows, every human being that is ever born in the United States of America is a female based on their description of what a male and a female is.
Correct. So, welcome to womanhood, bitches.
Thankfully, I don't have to deal with the little red flow every month. Neither do you.
Neither do I. Yay, us. Because that really, like, speaking of somebody who used to do that, it is not great. I would not recommend it. 0 out of 10 would not recommend was my least favorite part. You know. And then it tried to kill me. Like... Which is really rude, I think. But whatever.
I mean, hey, I will say a fun thing we didn't talk about on the last week podcast, but as soon as we quit recording, Sarah was like, you didn't say anything about your birthday. And I was like, you didn't either.
And I was like, that was my bad, friend. I forgot what day it was.
So last week when we recorded, it was the day of my birthday and Sarah didn't say shit to me.
It's true.
Which is totally fine because it's just another day to me.
But I did want to make the joke about it being actually your extraction date, mm-hmm, rather than your birthday, because you're a C-section baby.
Yes. So, yeah. And this is funny. I used to tell people that I wasn't even that I was a test tube baby and I was born and developed in a test tube. And then I also used to tell people I was all the genders. I used to say, Mama, they're all me. I'm all the or not all the genders, all the races. It's all me.
Oh my God.
But yes, I was an extraction baby, I wasn't pushed through a birth canal. I was removed from the womb through the stomach.
And it's always so funny to me because as we've already mentioned, you're incredibly gay. We all should have known when you refused to be born normally.
Well, it wasn't a choice because back then my mother had all of her children C-section. Mm. So she started with my sister and then I don't think you're technically, or at least back then, you weren't allowed to have any other, like,
oh yeah, because they allowed to. They did it differently. Like, yeah. They cut differently than they do now.
So yeah, it was kind of like, there was no opportunity to, although I never breastfed either. But that could also be because I think they tried it with my brother or sister and neither one of them were able to do it. So they're just like, we're not even going to try it with this one.
Valid. Still though.
But what I was saying, I decided to splurge for my birthday and get myself something special. So I got some new headphones.
I thought those were new.
And they were very expensive, and I like them a lot. However, I don't know that they're going to work for this because in the headphones that I have that plug into the microphone, mm-hmm, I can hear myself talk and hear what it sounds like and hear you. But with these, I can hear you, but to me, it just sounds like it's all muffled because it's not coming from the microphone. It's coming from, like, just me talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know that I like them for this, but I do love them otherwise.
Love that.
And I paid way too much for them. They're the AirPod Max which are really nice. The only thing I don't like is there's buttons on them over here on the top.
Oh, yeah.
One of them is like a little dial to like turn the volume up and down, and then you can push it and activate Siri and all that jazz. But I find myself whenever I'm putting it on, I put it on like this and I hit those buttons all the time.
Mm.
So I wish they were placed in a different location.
Fair.
And I'm still getting over a cold. It's much better. I'm not coughing every 5 seconds now. So that's much better.
Much, much better. That was not fun.
No, I had a cold for my birthday. I didn't end up going and getting my hair cut last week. I don't know. You can't really tell because my hair looks like garbage right now anyway, because I need to get in the shower.
I was going to say, your hair always looks great to me, so.
But I didn't go and get my hair cut because I was like, I really don't want to go and sit in a chair and cough every like 5 minutes while someone's cutting my hair.
Right. That sounds like a bad idea.
So I decided not to go last week, and this week is just a lazy week because I didn't want to do anything.
Fair. Valid.
So I'm just going to be sitting over here chatting with my friend and drinking my coffee. We did make the conversation via now Discord that Sarah is getting rid of their Facebook, mm-hmm. which is kind of exciting. Now we're going to go back to MySpace. So if you would follow us over on MySpace.
Yeah, no, follow us over on MySpace.
And I made a Discord channel. I don't know if you saw it, where for the Now About That pod conversation. So we can move everything over there if you want to.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
And I added you as a user.
Oh my God. I don't know. The way that I phrased it in my post to everybody was that my disappointment in my country and the state of things, I think I'm good. The other thing is too is that I barely get to see people's posts anyway. When I see them, it's like days and days later, like after, you know, whatever, because all I see are these ads or these posts from groups I don't even follow. Like, you know, and Instagram's going the same direction because it's all Meta. And I've decided I'm gonna start actually just texting people and, you know, writing people letters and shit. Because did you know that apparently there was a study done showing that the majority of the United States actually doesn't know how to write? Because we use technology so much that handwriting, that no idea. And I'm just like,
I mean, I kind of understand. I bought that Remarkable thing because I wanted to like get back into writing my notes down. Mm-hmm. But I always find that it takes me longer to handwrite something than it does for me just to type it.
Right.
So I can type faster than I can handwrite something. So personally for me, I just would rather type it and save it into a centralized location. And I mean, I can write if I need to, but yeah, I do. Like we don't really teach handwriting anymore in school, or if they do, it's like very, very rudimentary. And yeah. Usually only in like early grades. We don't teach cursive anymore, which I'm kind of okay with. I do feel like it's weird when someone, you're supposed to sign something and it's just printed. And I'm like, that's not a signature. But that's because when we were young, we had to sign everything. Like everything had to be signed. Now that like with technology now, it's very like you're not even signing anything online or for like a contract.
You're just typing it.
Sometimes you don't even have to type it. You just choose. Well, I guess you type it the first time. And then from there, you just click and it types it for it, puts it in there for you.
Yep.
When you sign a contract. So it's like cursive to me, it's a good thing to have if you need it, but the amount of times you actually need to use it anymore, it's very little.
Well, I'm gonna bring it back because I'm gonna start writing people letters. So,
well, so pop off, sis. You a letter. If you would like us to write you letters, well, Sarah, because I won't do it.
send us your address.
Send us your address. Sarah will send you a nice, lovely letter.
Yeah, I will.
And I'll just maybe, I don't know, send you a postcard. send you a stuffed animal in the
mail. Exactly. Just like, here you go. But no, I don't know. I think the other thing for me too, though, is like, it feels like a lot of my interactions just feel like I'm trying to get attention, and it doesn't feel like an actual interaction. Does that make sense? Like, it used to be, I feel like, that people would comment on my posts and like there would be like discussion, like we would interact on the posts, but I don't feel like we really interact on posts anymore. And, you know, I guess I'm just seeking more community than what I'm feeling. I used to feel like I had community online, and now it just feels like I'm just floating in the ether.
Yeah. Have you tried? Have you gotten on Blue Sky yet?
I did get on Blue Sky. I don't remember what my name is on it, though.
I haven't, just because I'm like, listen, social media, cool, fun, whatever. Mm. I hate it. And like, I was one of the last people to get on Facebook and Instagram, because I'm just like, I don't need another thing to do. Like, I don't want to post about myself all the time. I don't want to post myself in pictures. I just don't.
Okay.
Don't make me. So it's like, I still have my Facebook. I still have my Instagram. I usually just go on there to doom scroll and see things like other people are posting. So that's like, to me, I'm thinking about getting rid of mine as well, because it just seems like it's a waste of time, and I need to figure out a better way to incorporate something that is actually meaningful and substantive. It's a weird word, it's hard to say. Yes. That actually like gives me some sort of substance and some sort of something to do that is actually like meaningful to either myself or other people. And like, I don't see, like, I'm even thinking about getting rid of my TikTok and all of that, because it's like, I don't see the purpose in it anymore other than to just sit and mindlessly scroll, which sometimes you need that, which I totally understand.
But it's like taking over our lives.
Yeah, I mean, we joke about it, but like, people, there are so many people that are now talking about, oh, I have hemorrhoids. And it's like, well, it's because you sit on your phone for an hour while you're using the bathroom and just scroll on TikTok or scroll through Instagram. That's not good for your rectum.
Right. I quit taking rectum. My phone.
It will rectum your rectum.
Correct. I quit taking my phone into the bathroom with me a while ago.
Yeah.
Because specifically for that reason. It's like, I'm not going to get stuck in this trap. It literally doesn't take me that long. I don't need to be entertained, you know? But it's just like, I don't know. I spend so much time looking at screens. And I guess the older I get, the more I'm just like, man, this is not how I want to live. I don't want to waste my time going through video after video after video because I can't think of anything else to do. Like, there's got to be something else to do.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the big reasons why I'm like, the same thing is, I want to do something of substance, something worth my time, you know? And I feel like being glued to a screen isn't gonna give me that. like I was looking through because I'm going to be, you know, getting rid of my Facebook. I've been going through some of my albums, downloading the photographs and then deleting the albums. Because if the actual page stays up, that's fine, but I'm taking all my shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I was just like looking through, you know, all of our old photographs for when we would do road trips and things like that. And I'm just like, I miss that. I miss the genuine connections and, you know, the sit-in chats and stuff like that.
I will say, getting back to the whole meta thing, I talked about it on our Facebook Messenger group that we have with Sam. And I was like, I've noticed, like, whenever I'm just scrolling through and then I, like, click into those reels, which I hate doing because I'm not a huge fan of reels and the way that they work. But as you scroll through, there are ads that pop up. And it's like, for some reason now, every single ad is something about religion. Like, it's tying religion into everything. Like, are you a Christian man that wants to lose weight? And it's like, what the fuck does that matter? And also, why, if I keep telling you I don't want to see this, is it still coming up on my Instagram?
Right.
Like, I don't understand. So, like, for me, it's more about, like, something is being forced into my face that I don't want to see. And even if I tell them I don't want to see it, it's still being forced into my feed. And I'm like, that's the whole reason. And the reason most people like TikTok is because you can tell TikTok, don't show me this, and it will try and change your algorithm. It doesn't do as good a job as it used to, but it does try and change your algorithm. Whereas Instagram, it's like, oh, I don't care what you don't like. This is what I'm going to serve you.
Yeah.
So it's like, to me, it doesn't make sense anymore, because it's like, I don't want to see this. Stop showing it to me. And I guess I could just stop using the app. That's the answer. Just stop using it. Because it's not beneficial to anyone, because I just keep seeing all this stuff and it like fills me with rage. And I'm like, stop forcing this down my throat because I don't want to see it.
Right.
But then we get told, well, stop forcing your LGBTQIA+ relationships down our throat. It's like, you seeing it once every
blue moon
month or so isn't forcing it down your throat, because I'm right. Seeing your relationships every single fucking day, and I shouldn't have to see it. So it's a two-way road here, sweetie.
Yep. Preach.
Well, do you want to talk about something fun?
I would love to talk about something fun.
How's work going? That's not really fun, but I don't really have much to go from there.
No, I know. Work is going. Because I still have not received my official Texas driver's license.
Still?
Still.
Have you gone to the BMV, DMV, whatever it is?
I went yesterday. That's why we're recording on a Saturday this week. Because yesterday I had to go to the DMV to get my driver's license situation straightened out. Because since I don't have my permanent driver's license yet, my work is like, hey, we need photo ID, even though you already provided us all these other I-9 documents, we need photo ID. So you can't work until we have photo ID. And I was like, what? Anyway.
But they should take the receipt.
Yeah, they'll take the receipt.
I was going to say, yeah, the option, I do I-9s every week every new hire orientation for new hires. And there's an option that says, like, a receipt of a renewed license or a new license.
Yeah. So I have my receipt. And I have a new temp. And hopefully this time I actually get the license so I don't have to go through this again. Because I had to take a whole new picture. They don't do it like they do in Indiana.
I had to take a new picture when I had to get mine that one time too.
If you get a duplicate back in Indiana, unless something has changed, you can just keep the same picture. But that wasn't even an option.
Yeah, I didn't get that option either. Whenever I had my driver's license, whenever they just switched over to using to where it gets mailed instead of them printing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't come, and it eventually came like a month later than what it was supposed to. I went in and I had that argument with that one woman where she said, well, you just have to wait or you must have thrown it away. And it's like, no, it was never sent. So you need to give me a new one. They made me take a new picture too.
Weird. They shouldn't have, because you weren't changing anything. But anyway, but that woman was bad at her job. So we won't get into that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It'd be so funny if we just spilled small town tea on here.
I mean, it's our podcast. You can do whatever you want, Sarah. I will say when I was in Indiana, I drove by the bookstore that you used to work at.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know that it's still there. Like, it was also at night and I couldn't really see very well, but like there's something there, but I don't know that it's a bookstore anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been ages. Oh, but while I was at the DMV, it was really funny because I got waited on by a fellow Hoosier.
Ew.
I was like, oh yeah, I'm from Indiana. And he was like, oh my God, I'm from Indiana too. I was like, oh my God, where? So anyway, so he's been here 11 years. Like, dang, I've been here 6 this year.
Yeah. You know what's funny is people will ask me, have you ever been to like this town? And I'm like, I didn't even know that was a town in Indiana, honestly. Like, there's no reason to go to certain places in Indiana.
I mean, kind of accurate, actually. The thing is like, about Indiana, here's my thing about Indiana, is that it's beautiful. Like, there are parts of it that are absolutely stunning. Like, it has this very simple charm. And that is not to everybody's taste.
That's not mine.
Exactly. Like, I love Indiana, the place. I don't love the people very much. Other than, you know, my people. And I hate the government. But the actual, like, place itself is really pretty. I miss driving along the back roads. I miss, you know, autumn, things like that.
I guess it kind of makes sense for me for you to be a little bit more nostalgic about that type of thing, because I mean, down in Texas, there's not really like you don't really have that much of an autumn, right?
Right.
But like, I live in Rhode Island, so it's actually more beautiful here because I drive through like Massachusetts. And right. Rhode Island, where the people come to see the leaves change.
Yeah. The leafers.
So it's like, to me, I'm not missing that. And there's also a better government here. So like their like government is more geared towards the people and not the right-wing extremist psychopaths like it is in Indiana.
Right.
Very anti anything other than the white Christian man.
Yup.
Whereas in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, yeah, there is some of that you'll see. Like, whenever I go to get my hair cut, there's literally a New England GOP store on my way. And I'm like, can we not? No one ever votes. It's always blue. In Rhode Island and Massachusetts, like historically blue.
Yeah. The only time Indiana went blue, there were two times Indiana went blue. The first time was for JFK, and the second time was for Barack Obama. And those are the only times that Indiana has gone blue.
Interesting.
Since becoming a state, that is, I should say. But anyway, I don't, and what's so funny is Texas actually used to vote blue until LBJ changed what being blue meant. And so Southern Democrats switched over to being Republicans. Because racism.
So it's Lyndon B. Johnson's fault.
Correct. Shame on him for trying to make things better. You know, create equality. Prevent people from being discriminated against by not getting the job, even though they're qualified, because that's the whole point of the DEI and DEIA. But, you know, whatever, it's fine. Everything's fine.
I don't understand the argument about that, because you know what else is included in DEI programs? Making sure that Army veterans, Navy veterans, and all that are also included.
Oh, but see, that's because the government actually legitimately does not care about the military. They make this big show of saying that they care about the military, but they don't. All they care about is being able to exploit military veterans and being able to exploit people, poor people primarily, into joining the military and then going off and dying over fucking oil. That's literally what they do. So, of course, it actually makes perfect sense when you realize that. But anyway. Or, I thought we were going to talk about something fun.
I mean, we can. What do you want to talk about? What would you like to talk about today, Sarah? This is your podcast, too. It's not just mine.
That's true. Well, today, speaking of LBJ, I'm going to go and hang out with my former coworkers. We're going to go get some dinner, hang out, vibe. And then tomorrow, I'm going to go and get brunch with two of my current coworkers, which I'm very excited about. And let's see what else. I think I've decided I'm going to write my fourth book of poetry. So that I've been working on that a little bit.
Fourth book.
Yep. And then I don't know. I've been doing this thing recently where I've been trying to like really feed my inner child, because child me loved learning and loved like finding out new information. And so I've been trying to, instead of just like listening to all my, you know, true crime podcasts and shit, which is obviously a thing that I do. Because I have always been into true crime, but I'm getting burnt out on the true crime. So I've been listening to/watching these different videos on YouTube about historical things. So I've been watching Tasting History with Max Miller, and I think it's History Tea, I think is what it's called, which like talks about different like scandals and different time periods and things like that. And so that's what I've been doing. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at my school stuff. I need to stop waiting until Tuesday to do everything, like the day that it's due, because so it's fine. I mean, I still have a 93% in both classes.
Right.
I just I'm not getting all the points that I'm supposed to because I you're supposed to for discussion boards, which I fucking hate discussion boards.
You're supposed to
post multiple days throughout the week, and because I leave it all until Tuesday, I'm posting all I'm supposed to, but it's not multiple days a week to facilitate the conversation. And it's like, I have conversations enough. I don't need to talk to these fucking people that I'm going to school with. I don't know them. I'll never interact with them going forward. It'll never happen. So I don't see the need in it, but I'm doing it so that I don't get minus, it's 30 points every week.
So. Oh, that's a pretty decent amount though.
Well, the discussion board, the total is 30 points every week. So I lose like two because I post it on one day. So it's annoying, but I'm just like, I need to start actually doing my school stuff before it's due, because I mean, I still get 100% on everything except for the discussion boards because I'm amazing and
right.
I can do anything.
Correct.
But it might be a little bit more higher level if I actually put more effort into it.
Maybe.
That's the thing. I think my thing is I can pretty much write anything and make it sound convincing and still have no idea what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Which is not a good thing.
I mean,
it is, but it isn't.
Right. No, I get you.
It is because I can pass that I'm understanding it, but it isn't because in all actuality, I'm not learning anything.
I'm just making it up as I go. Yeah, I'm thinking about going back to school as well, just because I miss school.
Yeah. And we talked about it on here. Like, to me, the classes that you're required to take for like your bachelor's and your associate's degree that are like the general classes that are things that are required for a degree are the part that makes people not like school. When you get into like your specific like focus and your like what you want to go for, it is a lot more fun because it's exploring things that you're interested in and not do this math equation because you have to fill a bubble or check a box to get your degree.
Right.
Like, you're doing it because you enjoy doing it. You're not doing it because you're required to.
Right.
Like, that's why I think, like, if you look at my bachelor's, I had I think it was like a 3.5 or a 3.2 because I got B's and C's in some of my classes because I hated doing them. Whereas my master's degree and so far through my doctorate, I have all A's. It's the lowest I've gotten is like a 92%.
Wow.
So it's like whenever I didn't turn in my assignment on time for this class, the person reached out and she was like, your instructor wanted me to reach out to you and make sure everything's okay because you didn't turn in your assignment. And I told them you'd be fine because you're a straight A student looking at like all your other classes and your previous degree. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I was traveling and doing some stuff for like personal stuff, so I just didn't get a chance to do it. It'll be turned in. And I turned it in. And aside from getting docked from not turning it in the day that it was due, I would have gotten 100% on it.
Right.
So I'm like, I can do it. I hate being told to do something. I would rather want to do it.
Fair, valid.
But then again, at the same time, if there's not enough instructions that tell me like what I'm supposed to be doing it for, like doing with it, I get frustrated too, because I'm like, there's so much that I could do where I need it narrowed down to you telling me exactly what you want to see.
Right.
But don't tell me what to do. Tell me what to do, but don't tell me what to do.
Exactly. Gosh. How difficult is that?
I know. Like, hello? Come on, people. I did buy a book.
Oh, yeah?
And for those of you that are listening, that is a big thing for me. Because I went out and bought a book. That never happens. But it's a weird book, and I don't know why I bought it. So it's a How to Speak Successfully When You're Put on the Spot. And it's called Think Faster, Talk Smarter by Matt Abrams. Okay. I haven't started reading it yet.
Obviously.
But I bought it and I read like the little like insert, like what it was about. And like, to me, I think I do a good job of like thinking on the spot and talking on the spot. The thing is, like, for me, I don't know what it is, but if there are certain people that are in the room that I'm talking to, there will be a little bit of a I will talk faster because I am flustered, or I don't really get intimidated that much because people are people. Newsflash, people are people.
Weird.
But I don't know what it is. Like, there's just some anxious or anxiety that kind of goes in there that's like, I need to get this out because I'm either excited about it, or sometimes like the tone in my voice is, I'm excited about this, but I know you don't give a shit about it and nothing's going to happen, but I need to get it out and let you know that this is the thing that we should be doing, even though you're never going to do it. Because I can say, well, I told you we needed to do this when something goes to shit. And it'll be like, for my personal self, I told you and I got it out there. So it's not my fault that it fell apart. It's yours.
Right.
And it's not the whole I told you so or gotcha moment that I'm looking for. It's the personally me. I need to know that I did everything in my power to say I tried to warn you and tried to show you that something was going to happen. And if you don't take that advice and don't implement it, then that's on you. That's not on me. That's on you.
Right.
Because, mama, that's your fault. And this week I got frustrated and I was in a meeting, which last year we talked about changing the training type. Because so there's three training types that we have. There's on the job, hands on training, off the job classroom course, where you don't actually have to have them like interact or do the process. You just show them or talk them through how to do it. And then there's a self training where you just read through it. You should be able to follow the process once you've read through it. Most of the time, the read and acknowledge is what they use. And I'm like, that's not sufficient because no one can just read something and be able to do, especially what they're doing. So I'm like, that's not sufficient. And then they talked about it and they're like, well, we walk them through the process. We have them do it a couple of times. And then once they understand it, they get signed off. I'm like, well, that's on the job training. That's hands-on learning. That's kind of the basic adult learning process. So you should be using on the job training. And they agreed and said, okay, any new work instruction, GOI, whatever, graphic operator instruction that we release, we'll choose on the job training for it. I'm like, cool. You have to understand on the job training is more complex than what you're currently using because they have to be in training with a trainer, signed into a process, doing it. And they can't work on anything else, especially the way that you have it set up, because I don't know who set this up, but they're stupid. Where all of your work instructions are in one thing and you have to be trained to everything in it to be able to do anything. Like, I don't know whose stupid idea that was, but if I was here, that would have never happened. But they released like six documents this week, or are planning on releasing six or seven documents. And I'm like, realize if you add this to that, it's going to shut down every single process you have in your department. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, because it looks at this whole plan and not just these documents, they're not trained to everything, so they can't do anything. They're like, well, we'll just switch it back to off the job training. I was like, okay, here's the thing with that is, I feel like it's a cop out because you all didn't suck at planning and it's your poor planning that's now going against something that you agreed on. Just, I have to say it in this meeting. We talked about it over a year ago. You agreed to it. And because you sucked at planning, you didn't, I didn't say sector planet, because you didn't plan properly, you're now changing what you're wanting to do. Like, it's totally you.
Right.
So I was like, I just have to say it in this meeting. I disagree with this process and the way that you're moving forward, because you're saying you only want to do it because it's going to be easier. Like, that's not, we shouldn't be doing that. Like, you shouldn't be doing something just because it's easier, because you don't know how to plan. That's on you.
Exactly.
I get so frustrated sometimes that these people don't listen. And I'm like, I've been doing this for 15 years. Not this exactly for almost 10, but I've been doing this for long enough that I understand what I'm talking about. And if you don't want to use that knowledge, I'm not going to help you anymore. I'm done. Right. Like, if you don't want to listen to what I'm telling you from my expertise, then I'm not going to tell you anything anymore. I'm done. Like, I'm over it.
Right. Like, and I mean, you shouldn't be expected to at that point. Because you've already done everything that you could do. Yeah. So.
And like, when I have conversations with my boss and my friend Karen, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. Like, I'm at a point where I'm a level that it doesn't really matter if I say something, but I have the expertise that it should matter. Like, people should be listening to what I have to say. Mm-hmm. Because I know what I'm talking about. I'm an expert in the training department, in training at my company. Mm-hmm. You should be listening to me. I've been doing it long enough. I've seen multiple different ways of doing it. I understand the like complexities and around doing something a specific way, working with specific systems that we have. And my brain works fast enough where I can run a scenario in my brain and tell you exactly what issues you're going to run into when you try to implement what you're doing. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're not going to listen to me, that's on you.
Right.
And I'm like, I shouldn't be at a level where people aren't listening to me because, well, you're just a specialist. Like,
I mean, it's in the name.
Specialist.
You know what you're doing because you're a specialist. Like,
yeah. And the issue I have is, one time one of the managers, he was like, well, I'm a manager, I know what I'm talking about. Like, okay, that doesn't make it to where you understand more than I do.
Right.
Just because you're a manager doesn't mean you know what I'm talking about than I do.
Right. And
I'm so-
Yeah,
I'm the expert on this specific topic. I'm the expert. It's me.
Yeah, exactly. I've just started being like, have you done my job? No? Okay, then.
All right. It's like, okay, cool. When's the last time you actually did some hands-on training? When's the last time you used the system? You've never used the system? Cool. Let me tell you how it's done.
Right. Like,
because you don't know.
Exactly. If you haven't done it, you don't know it. So why are you talking about it?
No. I mean, by all means, postulate a different way of doing something and like show me, like offer up a potential way of doing something differently. I'll listen to you. And if you can argue it well enough, and the argument isn't, well, we don't have enough time for that, then I'll go with it. Like, if it makes sense to do your process and to change what we're doing and what we should be doing, then I'll do it. But if I can't, to me, it doesn't make sense and it doesn't improve the training process, it doesn't improve the efficiency of the training, it doesn't improve the effectiveness of the training, I'm not going to agree with it, because it's easier for you. Easy doesn't always mean effective.
Right.
Easy doesn't mean impactful. Like, I don't understand.
Right. Just because something's easy doesn't mean that it's the way it should be done.
Yeah, and Sarah's still having an issue with her technology because she's still apparently on the web-based version of Zoom, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Because there's no background. I just see her hope.
That's all I've got right now.
I see her hope, and it's fleeting.
Like, it is not going well.
It's hanging on by a thread.
Bruh, I don't even try really anymore because Zoom pops up and it says, you have a meeting. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Can I join the meeting? And I'll hit join. And then nothing happens. And I'm just like, okay, why are you telling me that I have a meeting if you won't even let me join the meeting? I've tried uninstalling and reinstalling. I've tried everything I can possibly think of. And it just, it's like it's laughing at me. It's like God laughing at me.
Have you tried like deleting your account and then starting a new account with your same email address?
No, but I also didn't think that that would be an option.
I think it is.
I mean, I could try it.
You don't have to do it now, obviously, but...
Right, but like, I mean...
And also, I think we talked about it on one other episode where I was looking into moving over to, it's like Riverside FM. Mm-hmm. And it is like $50 more than Zoom. So I'm not going to be doing that.
Right.
And I mean, I might, I don't know. I still might look into it because it's like Zoom, I think, is like $150 a year. Whereas Riverside FM, it was like 190 something. Mm. Might have been wrong. Maybe it was 200.
I don't know.
Let me check. See. Pricing. For what we would use, it's 5 hours of multi-track recording. And I'm assuming that's over a month. It's $180. Whereas Zoom, I don't remember what the pricing is.
How much do we record in a month?
Well, it's once a week, about an hour every week. A little more than an hour sometimes. So it might not make sense. It is... That's not what I want. Back. I'm sure this is completely exhilarating for everyone.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure everybody is just absolutely delighted right now. Are you not entertained? Oh, my goodness.
Just tell me how much it is. Am I signed in the wrong one? I don't know. It's not showing me, but it's frustrating.
Dang. Well, I don't have anything helpful for that, unfortunately. I am not particularly helpful when it comes to technology. But that's because I'm me. So.
Oh, okay. It's not as much as, it's not as much, much more than what I thought. It's $171.9. So it's really only like $10 more. Mm. But if we look at like the amount of times we record, 5 hours might not be enough. The next option is 15 hours and it's $288 every year. So it's $100 more.
Dang.
I don't know. We might still look into it. That's a lot of money though.
That is a lot of money.
Well, are you doing anything fun this weekend?
Yep. Dinner and brunch.
It's like, just end it there. she said, yep. Like, okay.
No, dinner and brunch. I might do a video chat with my friend Sky because I miss her and I've been poor this month, so I haven't been able to go see her. But yeah, what about you?
Good question. I don't really know what we're doing this weekend. I saw a video on TikTok yesterday. There is a farm around here where you can go and go on a walk with goats.
Love that.
Like you can take a goat and they'll give you like the goat on a leash and walk around the farm with it. You also have the option to get a baby goat and you can carry it and walk around the farm with it.
Oh my God.
We won't be doing that this weekend, but once it like starts warming up a little bit more, we might go and do that. And it's like to carry the baby goat, it's $40 a person.
Dang.
To just walk around with a goat, it's like $20 a person.
I love that though.
So we're going to be looking into doing that at some point.
That's going to be fun.
Let me double check what the price was. Yeah, $20 for goat hikers. 10 and up walking with a leashed goat. It's $15 if you just want to walk. And then $40 to go baby goat hiking. Adult hiker walking with or carrying a baby goat. And it's cute. The very bottom of this says, in the event of inclement weather in which the goats will refuse to go outside, you will be contacted to reschedule your hike.
Valid. You know, and good on the goats, man, because yeah. I don't want to go walking around in the cold either.
No. Yeah. All right. Well, would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, comment, don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media if we're still there. Everywhere, our handle is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. If there's something you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. You can also visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or leave us a voicemail or text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week. This will be coming out on Monday. Sarah, enjoy your brunch and hanging out and Zoom or video chat with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy whatever it is that you decide to do.
Yeah, we'll probably go get lunch or something and then just do nothing.
Valid.
All right. Bye, everybody.